Masha, you are the author of The Future is History, How Totalitarianism Reclaimed Russia. You've been fiercely critical of Russia. You're fiercely critical of the Trump administration. But you're also fiercely critical of the story that has predominated now of Russia's interference with the U.S. election that ended in the victory of Trump. Why?
Well, because, you know, I just need more things to be fiercely critical of, obviously. But I think, and this is a word that also has almost lost its meaning because we use it so much. In a way, it's a distraction, right? And this is a very difficult point to try to convey, right? That I think that conspiracy thinking is really dangerous to culture and to political culture, and it's very hard to stay away from conspiracy thinking when there may have been a conspiracy, right? We don't know if there was a conspiracy, but even if there was, we should do our best to try not to engage in conspiracy thinking for a couple of reasons. One is that it lends itself to fantasy. It lends itself to this idea that once we discover that Trump colluded with the Russians, that will magically get rid of Trump. That's not going to happen for two reasons. One is that it's extremely unlikely that the investigation, when it's over, and it's going to drag on for a long time, but it's extremely unlikely that it's going to produce the kind of solid evidence of collusion that would that could be used as a legal basis for impeachment. But even more important, there's not going to be any impeachment as long as Republicans are in power in both houses of Congress. Right? So there isn't a direct line from any kind of conclusions from the Russia investigation to getting rid of Trump. But more important, it creates this fantasy that we can find a reasonable explanation for the election of Trump that will somehow let us out of this national nightmare. And the national nightmare is that Americans elected Trump, and he's president. Russians didn't elect Trump. Even if there was collusion, even if every hypothesis that has that is at play in the Russian investigation is proved, still, Americans elected Trump, and he is president. And he's doing incredible damage to this country, while so much of the media is obsessed with proving the Russia story. And, you know, every American citizen has limited bandwidth, even if the internet has unlimited bandwidth. The more we engage with the Russia story, the less we engage with our lived reality of destruction of democracy in this country. Well,